Claire? Claire! Claire! Oh my God! Claire, honey, why are you at the window? What happened to the window? Claire!
Sophie!
We've been looking everywhere for you. We didn't even hear the window break. Where did you go? How long have you been up here?
I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I'm okay. Just looking.
What are you looking at? What's out there?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. There's nothing out there. Everything's in here already.
I'm gonna hold onto your arm and we're gonna walk this way, okay? Away from the storm. I know you want to watch it, but we need to go downstairs. It's getting really bad.
Okay.
Come on, honey. I'm not gonna let anything else happen to you.
Episode 4. As It Should Be. We ride out the rest of the night downstairs. The storm howls above us, batters at the walls, begs to be let in. Claire's clothes glitter with stray pieces of glass as she walks into her dark, tiny room. As it shuts behind her, she turns and smiles at Riley. A soft smile, a gentle one. The next morning, the thunder and lightning recede. The generator turns on again, and the lights come back. But water continues to drench the mountain, raindrops rattling on the pipes and roof tiles of our new home. And so it continues, all through the day and all through the next day. Claire stays in the basement. We leave food outside her door. Her empty dishes are piled outside when Sophie comes to clean them up. Madeline puts buckets under the weak points in the sunroom ceiling and carries on choreographing her dance. I stay in the library and try to write a piece about a heartbeat, but all I can focus on is the beating of the rain and the faint sound of Madeline's rehearsals next door. The fourth day of our stay begins, and still the rain refuses to abate. Solitude makes for strange choices, and Sophie and I have always been alike. In the spirit of anatomy of the heart, we both decide to follow our own.
Did you misplace something?
Oh, fuck! God! Sophie, you snuck up on me.
No, you were just really focused. I'm not that quiet.
You must have teleported in, melded through the walls.
I'm also not a superhero, shockingly enough.
Could have fooled me.
What exactly are you doing up here? You never answered the question? I mean, you don't answer most questions, but still.
Just looking around. You've moved into the first floor, I know the tower by heart, and We had our fun little anxiety party for Claire down in the basement, but this floor's the unrenovated one, so I figured I'd poke around. You know, stir up dust and plaster, give myself a nice bout of asthma.
Admirable goal. Very proud of you.
It would be easier to find anything of interest if I could... ugh! Fucking lift these boxes!
Are you going to ask?
What?
Ask me to help you lift the boxes.
Oh, fuck you. I was mostly joking when I asked for help with the luggage.
You most certainly were not. And I most certainly did carry your luggage all the way back. And it was a pleasure. Besides, superhero, remember? Ask me to help.
You know, you could just help. You don't need my permission.
I know. But I like making you ask.
Oh, Sophie, please help lift this terrible burden from atop me.
An honor. I'm not one to naysay, but aren't we, going to get in trouble for opening all this random stuff up here?
She didn't bother to move it out of the house, right? So personally, I don't think it's a problem if we go snooping.
She?
The caretaker.
Ah, yeah. But it can't be just her running this place, right? I mean, you said there was that fund that, well, funded us being here in the first place. Or runs the retreat, or whatever. Who's behind all that?
Yeah, well, that's just words on paper. Lawyers enforce it, I guess. But whoever made those rules clearly isn't interested in getting any closer. She seems to be the only person who actually works here.
Maybe that's why this floor isn't renovated. It would take a lot of trouble for one person to keep this place standing.
I'm trying to pretend there's no chance of asbestos under the carpet.
Yeah, let's keep pretending. I'd rather not think about it.
Okay, exploration time. What do you have in yours?
A bunch of books on gardening. Some seeds, a pair of very dull shears.
Not very, clear cut, then.
Oh, shush.
I have a bunch of lace. Well, I'm bored now.
Oh, come on. I'm kind of getting into it. Unpacking the whole history of a house and all that.
Ribbon Ridge, home of a century and a half of dusty old boxes.
Do some more.
Fine. Oh, shit. Yeah, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Photos.
If you say they're black and white with a smiling clown in the background, I will jump out the window and never return.
They're just black and white, don't worry. No sign of Pennywise.
What are they of?
The Meyerfall family, I think. Or families. It had a few different owners before it became a registered historic property or whatever the hell.
Was all of that online?
Yeah.
Anyone interesting?
Some relatives of the caretaker, I think. There's like four women from the 1800s who look a lot like her, and they're all standing in a group.
Big sunglasses and everything?
One with the sunglasses, one with the pink dress, one with the hair, and one with the smile. Put them together and you'd get a single complete person. Maybe the house still runs in the family.
I've got some more gardening books. How to Cut and Prune Your Difficult Vines.
Could be the title of a self-help book, honestly. Better check.
You're saying I need a self-help book?
What? No, I'm saying... ugh, it was a joke. I was mocking whoever wrote the goddamn titles for books back in the 2000s.
Oh, these look way older than that. Checkout card, September 1895.
Cool.
Your next box, darling, if you'd be so kind.
Ooh.
Hmm?
Textbooks. Botany and anatomy. Oh, shit. No, they're anatomy medical logs. Also 1800s. Maybe there's, like, records of malpractice in here or something. A mysterious operation gone awry.
You really want there to be a mystery in here, don't you? Is that why you came searching?
I like interesting houses.
You grew up in an interesting house, babe. The big rickety thing with a widow's walk that everyone said was haunted, and it still wasn't enough for you?
No, that was enough for everyone else who said it was haunted, because they could afford to say that. And they got to enjoy it because they didn't live there. It never scared me.
So it wasn't haunted?
I didn't say that, I just said it never scared me. Because it wasn't... Well, it wasn't anything new. God, what I wouldn't give for something new. What's in there?
A sword!
What?
A sword!
Why is there a sword up here?
I don't know!
We're not at medieval times, what the fuck?
An honest-to-God longsword!
Don't play with it, Soph! You're gonna break something!
Oh, come on! How much damage can I do?
Rewatch The Princess Bride and rethink that sentence.
Fine. Fine. I'm putting it down now. Happy?
Do you think anyone's ever used it to cut and prune difficult vines?
Okay. We'll do the rest of the stuff, but we have to come back to the sword. Promise me.
I promise.
Right then. Next box.
What day is Maddie?
It's supposed to be 32.
Well, it didn't show, and you landed the end successfully.
Doesn't matter if it didn't show, it's supposed to be 32. I'm supposed to run them double time from what I was doing. I'm gonna fix my shoes and try again.
Are your shoes okay?
Probably, but I'm gonna fix them anyway. Just give me a minute. What brings you here?
I'm sorry, I don't want... I mean, it's noon. I brought you some water.
I'm not done with my bottle yet, but thanks. That'll come in handy.
Where do you want me to put it?
Over, I don't know. There. Over there, by the CD player. Can you make sure it's not overheating?
No, it looks fine.
Good. I don't know what I'd do if it broke.
You know, this is a pretty great dance studio, but it'd be even better with a piano.
What?
Well, you've got a whole wall of windows and two whole walls of boxes and chairs, but the last wall's empty. Except for an old CD player, which, let's be honest, is on its last legs. And that's not really fitting for a dancer of your talent, is it?
Skill.
What?
I don't have any talent. Talent is innate. Skill is work. I have skill.
You should let me move the library piano in here and play for you. That's what I'm saying. You deserve live music. No recording can replicate that.
Why would you want to do that?
For you? Because it's a nice thing to do? I can want to do nice things for you, can't I?
You're allowed to want whatever you want.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It means nothing. I was just... Forget it.
No, it just sounded like...
Forget it!
I'm bad at forgetting.
I'm not picking a fight with you. I just... Look, you're an exceptional piano player. We all know this.
Really?
Yes, you're brilliant. But the thing is, it's not about what I do or don't deserve in terms of rehearsal space or quality or whatever. It's about what I create. This dance that I'm working on, this variation, it has to be beat to beat accurate. When you're off the music in a piece, it's obvious, you know? And I'm learning it on this CD, this particular interpretation. I know the exact lengths of the rests and the way the melody cycles. I can predict it, and therefore my choreo is set to it, and that's good. And the live interpretation, well, live music puts its own spin on things. adds and removes beats, comes up slightly too early or a little too late. And, like, that's great for the musician, but not for the dancer, not for me. Live music would mess up all the practice that I've done, the amount of energy I need to prep for each turn, each jump, each step. If I danced to music, I'd have to give up all that work so far. I'd have to relearn it, relearn it worse. And I don't think I can bear to do that.
So you wouldn't want me to play for you because, what, I'm flawed? Like everyone?
That's blowing it out of proportion. It's not a flaw, I just...
Isn't art supposed to be flawed? If you had to choose between making something perfect and making something real, wouldn't you choose the real thing? Isn't that more beautiful or whatever? More human? Isn't that what people say?
If I had a choice... Perfection. Every time. Okay. My shoes are fixed. Gotten most of the blood off. That was what was slowing me down. When it dries, it really slows down my traction for turns, and...
I mean, great.
Look, I'm really busy, Nick.
Okay.
And it's not that I don't... I appreciate the offer of live music. I need you to know that. Thank you. I just... don't think it will help me. At all. Even though you're playing, it's beautiful. It just...
No, of course, of course. I don't want to get in the way of the art you're making.
I'm not trying to push you away, you know.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make something good here. I'm trying to make something really good.
Okay.
And you're always welcome to watch. I do hope you know that. I mean, once I'm perfect at this, once it's actually good, I would always want you to watch.
Okay. I should go.
Thanks for the water. Okay. From the top.
Hi, Nick. What are you doing down here?
I could ask you the same question. I thought you'd just permanently taken up residence in the tower. I didn't think you would come down till you finished your great American novel.
I'm not writing a novel. I'm writing a bunch of short stories. Those are more interesting. And they show that I'm more versatile.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you're just down here sitting in the corner with your notebook? That feels like a tower activity, too. Don't know why you'd need the basement for it, or feel the need to bother all of us with it.
You look like you've been crying.
Well, apparently, you need glasses with a strong prescription.
Sheesh, okay. Maybe learn to take a joke, or...
I'm here to chat with Claire for a bit. I want to hear about her life at college this year. Maybe apologize for not stepping in during Truth or Dare 2 nights ago. So, if you could just let me get to the door, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, okay. Didn't know you had this much... vindictiveness in you, Nick. Jeez. But I guess we've all changed a lot since we knew each other.
We still know each other. We haven't changed at all. Look, yes, I was crying. I'm down here to distract myself. I'm a little out of it right now. Sorry if I'm kind of sharp. But please let me through.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I mean, go ahead. By all means, don't let me stop you. Just over here, riding away.
Claire? Claire, I know you've been Having some alone time for a few days, so if you need to keep being alone, just say so, and I won't intrude. But if you want to talk, I've missed you. I'd love to catch up. Claire?
Maybe she's asleep?
It's 6 p.m. The storm's picking up again. It sounds like a broken car wash played on God's worst speaker system. No one could be sleeping right now.
People go to sleep at hours like 6 p.m. People go to sleep at lots of hours. Or at least so I've heard.
Shh, Claire, seriously. Just let me know what you want me to...
What's wrong?
The door's cracked.
So?
No, not cracked open. Literally cracked. The wood's broken. Riley, there's vines growing on it, like growing through the wood of the door.
What?
Look!
Well, shit. Maybe she's taken up gardening?
Claire, I'm really sorry to barge in, but your door wasn't like this when we first arrived, was it? Do you know what happened to...
Oh, what the fuck?
Where is she?
Well, the dust and debris would indicate that she hasn't been here in a while. And what, did she somehow put a new coat of red paint on the walls? Badly?
Riley.
Please don't say it.
Pretty sure it's not red paint.
I said not to say it. I know it's not red paint. I just don't want to say it.
We should call.
Yeah. Yeah. Sophie.
Oh, thank God, you two are already down here. The storm's gone absolutely crazy. Lightning just split a tree and it missed the tower by maybe 20 feet when it fell, so we should... What? What am I looking at? Where's Claire? Did she do this?
We don't know.
Her stuff's gone. Her bags, her canvases, the brushes...
Maybe not her paint. Look at the walls.
That doesn't look like...
I know what it looks like.
This is bad.
This is an isolated house. Two floors, a basement, and a tower. Riley would have seen if she went up to the tower. You and I would have seen her on the first or second floor. And the only other room down here is the generator. And that's locked. So where is she?
Could she have gone out the door? The broken windows in the living room, maybe? God, the glass would have cut her to ribbons.
You think she's left? Run away?
I don't know, but this doesn't... I don't... Right. So here's what we know. She's gone missing, and there's blood on the walls.
Damn it, I said not to say it.
I'll go get Madeline. Nick, look around here for anything else that could help us figure this out. Riley, go to the living room and call 911.
But I...
Now! Everyone, move!
The basement bedroom, buried safely down in the heart of the house, isn't large. But the longer I stare into it, the deeper and darker it seems. The lights are off. The dresser is dusty. There's no sign of Claire's pink backpack that she brought with her. There's no sign of her clothes, her books, her canvases, or her cup of paintbrushes. But there are vines. Vines that curl around the soft wood of the doorframe like long fingers. Thick, clumpy redness is sprayed across the far wall. The ceiling holds a few drops, congealed along the rusty tines of the light fixture. I stand in the doorway, unwilling to take another step further, searching in vain for wherever Claire might be hiding. If the thought of Maddie hadn't surged through my bloodstream, made me slam the door and run upstairs, I would have stood there forever. But as it was, I still stood there a little too long.
Motherfucker, why are landlines so slow?
This is 911. What's your emergency? Hello? This is 911. What's your emergency?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
What is the exact nature of the situation? If you are currently unable to speak for your own safety, please press 1.
No, I've got words. I can speak.
What is the exact nature of your situation?
I'm sorry, I think I have the wrong number. Everything's fine. Everything's just as it should be.
Okay, ma'am. Have a lovely night.
She didn't leave through the broken windows, did she? The front door is still locked.
I thought the storm front had passed.
It very much has not. You have windows in your beloved dance studio, Maddie. Haven't you been paying attention?
I've been busy.
Ah, yes. Of course. You've been busy.
God, the carpet's soaked already. This room is going to flood.
Where did she go? Why did she leave again?
Okay, we need to get out of here. This isn't safe. We don't have any concrete idea where she could be.
We could still go into the forest or something. I don't know.
Branches are falling out there. Soon, trees will be too. This is flash flood levels of water.
We're on a hill. Water doesn't run uphill.
And tree roots dislodge when the ground gets too wet. And lightning and water don't go well together. We don't have any working flashlights except for phone lights. I'm not going to put any of you in danger without good cause. We're going to find her, but we have to be safe about it. Riley, were you able to get through to 911?
Yeah, I got through. They said they'll come to search for her, but they can't get here until the storm is cleared. So we're supposed to remain here and, you know, shelter in place.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
We have to find her.
We will. I know we will. But we have to take care of each other, too. Downstairs, now.
I mean, it's kind of cool, objectively.
What is?
The storm. I mean, like, if Claire weren't gone or whatever. But I'm sure she's fine. She's smart enough to make her own choices.
Continue the conversation downstairs. Come on, Riley, hang up the phone.
Sure thing.